This week's Parsha is Parshas Hazinu. We are on the precipice of the holiday of Sukkot. And before I get going here, I just want to again dedicate this for the Refuah Shlema of Rivka Chanabas Tzipora, Navadina Vasterna, Chaim Baruch Ben Rachel Malka, and Avram Simcha Ben Mali. Shall have Refuah Shlema. So here we are on Hazinu. We just finished Yom Kippur. And it says that we have a clean slate, that actually the Yetzer Hara doesn't really get itself back in gear until the beginning of Sukkot. And so that for the next the 4 days between the holidays, we actually have almost like a break from the Yetzer Hara. But it being as it may. So I saw something. This is a very difficult parsha in the sense that it's a Shira. And so whereas normally, in a certain sense, the Torah is very straightforward. But here, as in terms of a song, the structure, it's like poetic, and so it's very. There's a certain ambiguity of sorts, and so it dances around. And the truth is, there's what to be said about the exact idea of why Moshe gives us this shira, this song, at the end of the Torah, because there's obviously a message in that. But one of the psukim that I saw that's very apropos. We make a big deal over the fact that on Yom Kippur, when it comes to the Shema, we recite the Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and our normal tradition is we whisper, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso L'Olam Ve'ed, blessed be the name of the kingdom forever and ever, for God's kingdom forever and ever. So normally we say that in a whisper. There are different reasons given as to why that's the case. When it comes to Yom Kippur, we're in the level of angels, and so therefore, we recite it out loud. Now, where is this based? So we actually have the pasuk in this week's parasha, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, for the name of the Lord I proclaim, Havu Godel Elokeinu, give glory to our God, to our God. So it's explained that what does it mean? Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, so when I call out God's name, then Havu Godel, I will give glory, I will give praise to our God. So when we say the name, then what do we have a response? We have to give, we have to say praise or give glory to God. And so how do we do that? So it's interesting is that Kishem Hashem, the name of God, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, the name that we don't pronounce, the transcendental aspect of God. So there's only one place that is recited, and that's in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple. And so why is that? Because the truth is that if we were to actually articulate God's name, the essential name of God, then, especially if you think about the transcendental aspect of God, if we were to give it any type of articulation, in essence, we would be giving it limitation. We create form and finitude to Hashem's name. So the only place that we actually recite God's name and that we can is in the place that has no limitation. The Beis HaMikdash, the nature of it was that it had no dimensions. It says that the Aron, the Ark, if we study the dimensions, it doesn't make sense. It can't fit into the space. And that what we come out from that, or we learn from that, is that it doesn't have any. There's no physical limitation in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, when we recite the name of God, the only time that we actually recite the name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, in its essence, is when we're in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the response is, Havu Godel Elokeinu, which is Baruch Hashem Kivod Malchuso L'Olam Va'ed. Blessed be the name, Baruch Hashem Kivod, of glory of Malchuso, of his kingship forever and ever. So where is that? Only in the Beis HaMikdash. But where do we get the idea we say amen, amen to a blessing? And that is from this as well. Maral explains in Gorarie, he says that we say Amen when you can't say Baruch Shem. So when you say the name in the real way, so then the response is Baruch Shem like we do in the temple. But when you don't, when we say like we say Adonai, which is really representative of God's being the master, our master. So then what we, that's not God's actual name. So therefore, in response to that, the Maharal explains, we say Amen. So it's interesting. The two things that come out from this is that you have this idea of that what it means that we don't articulate God's name in its full, in the way we would normally say it. It's not, and just as a side, when we talk about like the idea of, let's say, Jehovah's Witnesses. So someone pointed out that the truth is they got it wrong, because what they're saying, Jehovah, is actually Adonai. We have Yud, the Hey, and the Vav, and the Hey, but the vowelization is actually for Adonai. They took that and they put it onto the Yud, and the Hey, and the Vav, and the Hey. That's not how it's pronounced. So the whole idea of Jehovah is just actually the articulation of taking the vowelization of Adonai that we put together with the spelling of Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey. But it's not the actual way that it's pronounced. We don't actually know how it's pronounced. And so it's kind of funny that they took something and they got it all wrong. They took something that has vowelization for something else and they thought that that's what goes with the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, and that's not it. An example, for example, is that sometimes you see vowelization for the same name with Elohim, with this Segel, etc., that it seems, so the same word, again, we don't pronounce it. We pronounce it in different, we end up articulating it in ways that that represent more of a finite aspect of Hashem, so to speak. And so what's important about the takeaway from this is that we have to understand that what it means, the name of Hashem. So here when it says in the Pasuk, in our Parsha, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I call the God's name, when do I actually say His name? The only time it's limited to the Beis HaMikdash, which was when they would do it on Yom Kippur. And then there we see within the Musaf service how we react to them, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Sodi Olam Va'ed, and we bow down and etc. But that is limited to a place that only that has no limitation and therefore can articulate God's name. But we, in our more finite existence, where we so therefore we don't, when we say these names of Hashem, we're just the spelling is there, but how we articulate the vowelization is based on how we say it, Adonai or Elohim, things of that nature. So now, as we are on our path towards Sukkot, whatever that the incredible blessings that we were able to attain in terms of getting purification from the Yom Kippur, the blessing is that we should now be able to take that into action, and we take our different mitzvahs and we go out into our sukkah, and we now take all this incredible work that we've done for the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and now that we've attained this high level, now it's time to bring it into actualization with action, and so too with tremendous joy. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.